B-Pod Studios.
Tonight on Larry King Live, our guest, I'm told, the world's most brilliant theoretical physician whose scientific career spans over 40 years. Guy knows his stuff. His books and public appearances have made him an academic celebrity. And he is an honorary fellow of the Royal Society of the Arts, lifetime member of the Academy of Sciences in 2009, was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award there is. They don't make them much bigger than that, folks. He is Stephen Hawking, and he joins us now. Stephen, I guess we'll start out with the big question. Where do babies come from?
In the beginning, there was only darkness, water, and the great God Bumper.
Well, our guest is Stephen Hawking, the brilliant physicist. And he knows it all, folks. He knows it all. So, Stephen, what do you make? What happened?
One day, Bumba, in pain from a stomach ache, vomited up the sun.
Vomited up the sun. I don't know what the where you go or what you do. I got a son that vomits.
The sun dried up some of the water.
So, you know what? This is so far over my head. Just please continue, Doctor. Fascinating.
Leaving land.
Yeah? What do you make?
Still in pain. Bumba vomited up the moon.
Oh, my God. You're talking to Larry Ziegler from Brooklyn here. I don't know nothing about the suns and the moons and the vomit.
The stars, and then some animals.
All of this from vomit.
The leopard, the crocodile, the turtle, and finally man.
He's a brilliant man. However, he appears to be in a wheelchair. He can't move or nothing like that. I don't even know how he's talking at me. We'll be back. We'll be including your phone calls with Dr. Professor Physicist Physicist. Don't know the word. Stephen Hawking, Larry King, live. He has been the professor of mathematics at the University of Cambridge for over 30 years, taking up the post in 1979, retired October of 2009. He is known for his contribution to the fields of cosmetology and quantum gravity, especially in the context of black holes. Oh, scary stuff. Stephen Hawking, our guest for the next half hour. Let's pick up where we left off, Stephen. You were saying something, some muckety-muck about vomit.
The answer generally given was that humans were of comparatively recent origin.
So, as far as the timeline of outer space, then humans ain't it. What do you make?
Because it must have been obvious, even at early times, that the human race was improving in knowledge and technology.
You know, for somebody that can't speak, you're a jabberjaw.
So it can't have been around that long,
it
would have progressed even more.
Doctor, Professor, hey, if I have insulted you in some way, I apologize. Would you please answer the question? What do you make?
For example, according to Bishop Usher, the book of Genesis placed the creation of the world at 9 in the morning on October the 27th, 4004 B.C.,
I can see we're not getting very far. I don't know if it's a malfunction, if he wet his pants and shorted something out, or what have you. I had hoped that we'd get answers as far as the origin of life and, you know, what do you make. But, Professor, I know the real reason that you're here. Dr. Stephen Hawking joining us tonight. We got, folks, you're going to love it. We have got a surprise. I kid you not, right here. Coming up next on Larry King Live. His scientific works to date have included providing with Roger Penrose theorems regarding singularities in the framework of general relativity and the theoretical prediction that black holes should emit radiation, which is today known as Hawking radiation. Easy for you to say. But the real reason he's here tonight, folks, is you may not know this, but Stephen Hawking, Mr. Brainiac, an aspiring rapper, here on Larry King Live, the world premiere of Stephen Hawking's rap video.
My name is Stephen Hawking, and I would like to drop some beats. I'm gonna paralyze lawmakers with this one. Makers, slap your cats. Pop up for your protection, cause you beating me in a rap battle is rarer than me with an erection. You bitches may talk, you hoes may speak, to get burnt when you see my jazzy in the streets. My style is so old school, all the way back to 95, cause science knowledge is the name of my game, more input than Johnny Five. My rhymes cause shockwaves, yours don't even cause a ripple. I spit rhymes without
Stephen, go ahead and play us out. Stephen Hawking, everybody. Larry King, live, coming up next on Mystery Guest.
The original speak and spell. In fact, it's stuck here on Earth.
Joining us now, a woman who claims she knows Stephen Hawking better than anybody. She bathed him. She fed him. She did sexual things to him. She's his first wife. For legal reasons, we cannot tell you her name, but she is here in the studio with us on Larry King Live. Boy, where to begin? I just spent a good couple of minutes in the studio here with your ex-husband. And I gotta say, Mrs. Hawking, I gotta say, I wasn't impressed. I can't imagine what must it have been like to be married to that guy. Gotta be weird.
Oh, let me tell you, Larry, being married to him was no walk in the park with all his crazy space talk all the time.
Space talk like what, for instance?
Blah, blah, blah.
But they say that Stephen Hawking, your ex-husband, discovered black holes. That's a kind of a big deal. And I thought it was a big deal. They talk about the black holes.
The only black hole he ever actually investigated personal, he was from a cheap peffing whore.
It's understandable. Your feelings make perfect sense to me. However, I can't help but ask, and I mean no disrespect at all, but I can't help but notice your voice is similar to that of your husband's. Now I don't know what effed him up. I guess it's a disease. Is that what happened with you and why you're talking like this?
No, I lost my voice due to years of heavy smoking. It's my own damn fault. But being married to a man who can't even clean his own dribble cup didn't exactly send me running out to buy nicotine gum. However, I do enjoy the newest news from Marlborough. With God as my witness, it sure beats the bejesus out of chewing tobacco. I am afraid that I was not always accurate in reaching the spit tune successfully.
What a fascinating woman. It's my 25th year on CNN, and you can enter and win a Larry King 25 t-shirt and even a chance to meet me. Go to King's Things for details on Twitter. And we are just about out of time, and I just, from the bottom of my heart, I've interviewed a lot of people. You're one of the best, Mrs. Hawking.
Okay, thank you, Larry. By the way, I love your show, and I hope that you can rid yourself of the filthy, gold-digging whore that you call a wife.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Stephen Hawking.
If you are ever in the neighborhood, feel free to stop by any time. I would gladly give you a mercy if, as long as you bring the toys and the lube, baby.
Tomorrow night on the show, Charles Dutton, TV's Rock, will tell you why he doesn't care for white people. That's tomorrow, including your phone calls on Larry King Live. And don't forget, it's my 25th year on CNN. Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that has ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers,
right,
and underappreciated employees, Stan and Haney.
Oh, 96 I can't hear a damn thing. Number two.
How's that?
That's fine.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Good for the first. You just cranked that right up.
Yeah,
you got
gonna,
right to the right spot.
I wasn't going to waste any time with that. Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here.
What the hell happens?
What?
This should be off limits to people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it should be. But they paw with it. I mean, that knob where your headphones were off has nothing to do with anybody. Nothing to do with anybody.
No, it only controls my headphones. Nothing else.
Nothing else. And somebody turns it.
Let's see what this does.
I got to read this to you. And, you know, but know how when we do the Wayback Machine sometimes.
Did you honestly open the show today with a Haney fever dream?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. We do the Wayback Machine sometimes. We'll do it today where we'll hear one of our favorite artists. And I'll say, you know, whatever happened to, they died 10 years ago.
And you, oh, no.
And then
but then it's blunted.
And I'm feeling it right
because
now.
You're feeling it right now, but at the same time, you're taking into the information that it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you can't be disingenuous about it, because the first year, oh, no, what? Oh, it was 10 years ago.
See,
oh.
Part of me feels that way. You got to come to the grips that it was 10 years ago, but the initial shock that somebody has passed.
But, Stan, if you don't hear about it until years after they're gone,
yes.
How important were they to your life?
This person might be pretty important, although he hated our guts. Because we punished him a lot.
What do you mean, we?
You did, too.
I was just backing you up. Because I knew your wishes, and it was to be as vicious as possible.
I need you to do some checking on this.
Do we not have a producer today?
Yeah, he's wandering around somewhere. yeah, he's here.
What about Dave?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows, and I talked to his boss, Morgan, and she said he needs to be here because he's got a lot of work to do.
And she's going to be in a bad mood because the Colts lost.
Yeah. I think our friend, and I use that term extremely loosely, our friend Fat Tony died.
Now,
I think,
are you sure it's not fake news?
This is what I want you to find out, because I did a search on the last name Tony, first name Fat, and there's a lot of
them. Well, it just brings up a bunch of mob stuff.
Let me read you the, his real last name was Balajay.
And is this, have you got an obit or
yes.
something?
and apparently he passed away in May of 2014. I'm just finding out about it now. If this is him, because it's got some information that you might know more about it than I do. Anthony Balajay, 59, of Huntington, West Virginia.
Well, he was in West Virginia
yes,
last time we
talked
right.
to him.
That's right.
Husband of Lisa Dawn Balajay passed away Friday, May 16, 2014, in St. Mary's Medical Center. He was born December 1st, 1954, in Miami, Florida. He was from Miami.
I thought he was from West Virginia.
I think he was born in Miami, though. A son of the late Martha Balajay.
Could that be Mama?
That's what I'm thinking. Is that Mama? This could be somebody totally different. He worked formerly in the telecommunications business.
Oh, that would be his words, yeah.
In addition to his wife, because we knew after he left and moved to West Virginia, he got married.
This to a woman with, like, teenage children?
Well, this is where it gets a little confusing and it doesn't match up. Survivors include a son, Michael Balajay of Florida. Didn't know that. Two daughters, Katrina Balajay and Lydia Balajay. Both at home. A stepson, Timothy of Huntington, and a sister, Lori. memorial service is planned for what was planned for May the 23rd in 2014, with time and place to be determined. They didn't know at the time. In lieu of flowers, the family would like donations to offset funeral costs.
All right, I'm looking into it.
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
Tony Ballajay, 59, Huntington, West Virginia, has court or arrest records.
Oh, he does? Well, that don't surprise me. I just don't know if this is him.
How many others could there be of Tony
Ballajay?
What did he die of?
Doesn't say. That's what I want to know. Well, if you took a look at him, he was nothing but a bowl of goo. Very doughy.
How old would he have been?
Well, it says here he's 59. And he was 59 in 2014. That sounds about right, doesn't it? He was older than us.
Yeah.
But I don't know by how much.
Well, if in fact that's him, fare thee well, gentle friend.
If it's not, sorry.
Fat?
Sorry, Fat. We used to have your phone number, but after your adopted...
he had emotional issues.
The emotional issue,
which
kid.
We didn't know. We just wondered what the hell's going on with this kid who keeps answering the phone.
If anybody knows if this is the real Fat Tony...
I don't see... When you put together West Virginia with that name, I don't see how it could be
and
anybody
do we
else.
Remember what Mama's name was?
Mama?
Yeah. They never... We'll be back. If anybody knows...
So it doesn't... It just says he went to the hospital and died.
Because they still have the obituary website where you can click on a photo, but there's no photos.
Did you find the right one? Because I got stuck behind a paywall. And I'm not going to pay to look at his obituary.
No, I found one that...
For free?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be careful that way. A lot of paywalls up now.
Enter the name Anthony Tobias... Baldajay. I think that was his middle name. Baladjay. Baldajay.
And what's the middle name?
Tobias. Like Captain Kirk. Anthony.
No, he's Tiberius.
Oh, Tiberius. Who's Tobias? Spock? Anthony Tobias Baldajay. Rob Show's found it.
Yeah, but that's behind a paywall.
And then you click.
I'm not going to pay to look at his obituary.
No, I don't want. You don't have to pay. I found it. I'll take a break. We're going to.
I'm not going to pay for it. I'm sorry.
Nobody's asking you to pay to see his obituary.
The internet is nickel and diamond me to death. I'm not going to have it.
We'll be back.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition. We've got the grab bag coming up. We've got the Wayback Machine today. We've got the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. And I'm going to tell you about the, it's all done online, how you can get the ultimate once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hang out with Godsmack if you're a fan. This is pretty cool. I'll give you the details about it in just a little bit.
And incidentally, you got to spell it right. It's little with two D's.
Right. I guess my wife is saying that is fat.
Well, that's a shame that he passed away 6 years ago.
Yeah, but we're just learning about it now.
We would have sent a card.
We would have sent a card? Hold on. She actually went around to social media and found out that...
Nothing?
There's an abrupt stop. Looked up on Facebook of someone who commented on his obit. They were friends on Facebook, and Tony's Facebook stopped posposting in March of 2014, when he also posted that he was in the ER at St. Mary's Medical Center in Huntington, West Virginia.
Well, that cinches it.
Yep, that cinches it. His last effort was to post it on social media. in the ER at the hospital. So that is. I got to see if I can dig up something as we remember Fat.
Well, it was 6 years ago.
Yeah, he passed away 6 years ago, and we didn't even know it.
But we're just now learning today.
Yeah. What do you know?
I know a lot of love between the two of you.
I couldn't stand the guy.
Well, I wanted to call again for you to put on your psychology cap.
In regards to?
Think about Jussie Smollett.
Yes. He was the guy that did the whole staging of the, getting beat up and noose around his neck. And
there are so many stories just like that. Did one a couple of weeks ago. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer destroyed his own bar to make people think that white people had come after him.
Yes.
And it is no longer surprising when that happens. It's like become a thing. And, you know, somebody like Smollett, he knew what he was doing and why. But when something like this gets out into the wider universe, people that don't even understand why start doing it.
Like?
A 12-year-old black girl was enrolled in a private Christian school.
Okay.
Trying to see where this was. Virginia.
All right. Not West Virginia, where Fat was.
No, Fairfax County, Virginia. She went on the local TV news and told the story about how three white boys held her down, covered her mouth. They were laughing and calling her names. She's got tears at this point. And they cut her dreadlocks. Not all of them, and just enough. She says, they called me ugly and said I shouldn't have been born. They called me an attention seeker. This is what she says the boys called her an attention seeker.
All right. I see Rob found the story.
Well,
what do we find out to be the truth?
Her family has put out a statement explaining that on further review, none of it ever happened. Never happened. Nobody did anything to this girl. She made it all up. Now, maybe I'm giving a 12-year-old too much of a pass, but what is in her head to do something like
that? She sees her peers and mentors and people she looks up to saying this.
And what does that say about her psyche that she claims, as they're cutting off her braids, that they called her an attention seeker?
Yep. She's just emulating. I mean, you're a sponge at that age. You want to be like your peers. You want to be, she's also vying for attention.
She's an attention seeker.
Yep. Grab bag.
It just amazes me that this has become a thing.
It's ridiculous.
Because it's trying to create something that doesn't exist.
I'll say it again, and because of the atmosphere that we live in, stuff like this and attention seeking, for whatever reason, has been going on forever. But because we have social media, because we have
this wasn't social media, this was local TV news.
I'm telling you.
She went right to the top.
Take it all in. Because you have social media, because you have a news organizations
that are ready to pounce.
That are ready to pounce on this to continue their narratives. This stuff went on all the time, Haney.
Why is this a preferred narrative?
Because you're dealing with a generation that age. All right, we're dinosaurs. You go into the next generation earlier than us, and you don't see publicly what's going on. The generation older than us, if any of you got old movies of your family for, you know, that when you were a kid and you want to look at the old movies from the 60s or the 50s, the home movies, people used to just to go out, used to put on a shirt and tie. Women used to make sure their dresses were done and their makeup and hair were right when they would go to a dinner party or something. You didn't look at an old picture from a Major League Baseball game in the 1940s and 50s and look at the crowd. Baseball game. They're not there in their T-shirts. They're face painted and in cutoff shorts. They're all there with hats and ties on. Now, perversion and sickness and intention seeking still went on, but you didn't display it in public and it wasn't spoken of. Now, in the era of it can do anything, I'm going to speak, it doesn't matter who I am, how I identify as, you get all this stuff. Where you and I go, where is this coming from? You go a generation ahead of us, and we're expressing ourselves.
Stan, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm very passionate about it. You know, you young people are always coming to us for hope. How dare you? How dare you? You have stolen our golden years.
Yeah, well, they have. Our golden years have been ruined. And I'll tell you another thing. You better learn that Ukrainian. Why isn't my thing playing? Well, you put it in there.
So. Damn machine.
Yeah, and then I gotta wait 30 seconds for it to
run. But it will run the CD after you take it out,
after I take
before.
It out, it'll play it.
It can't pick it up before, you know.
It can't. Hold on. So, I'm distraught with Fat Tony. He died 6 years ago.
And didn't even have the courtesy to tell us.
Yeah, go figure. Here you go.
Hello, welcome to Ukrainian Lessons. You will hear a phrase in English followed by Ukrainian translation. Please repeat.
Don't touch me, you are drunk. Не трогайте меня, ви п'яні. You smell like a hedgehog. От вас несет, как от свиньи. I am calling the police. Я позвоню полицию.
This has been Ukrainian Lessons.
Better learn it.
Do you remember years ago, I suggested a Oliver Stone film to you?
Yeah, what was it?
Ukraine on Fire.
Ukraine's always been a problem.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Ukraine became a big problem when Obama's State Department and the CIA overthrew the government on false pretenses. And Oliver Stone documented it pretty well.
There it is right there.
I know The Guardian watched it. Watch Ukraine on Fire, Oliver Stone film, and read the Peter Schweizer book. And that'll give you everything you need to know about Ukraine and the Bidens.
Look at this.
The whole thing is a fraud.
I understand that. I don't have to see the movie to know this is all a fraud. While a woman was pumping gasoline, a man slid from the passenger side to the driver's side and tried to steal her car.
What?
But the owner noticed it before he drove off, and what did she do? Take the gasoline that she was pumping and hosed him down with it.
When he saw me make contact with him, he actually slid from the driver's side to the passenger side out the door, and I took the gas nozzle, and I just started spraying him with the gas, and he eventually got out of my car, and he left.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. How's your car?
Yep, not good.
It's okay. Called throwing the baby out with the bathwater there.
I have to explain this to people who don't travel a lot and may have looked at this video and saying, what the... Annie and I have traveled first class, and we've traveled coach. We've traveled business class. We've traveled standby.
Which one was business class?
That's the one where, like, where you went to Vegas in a little bit more room, bigger seat, places to put your stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
That's your business class. Now,
because, you know, on a lot of these airlines, you look at first class, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. I know that.
Am I booking a seat on a plane, or is this a private jet?
Virgin Atlantic, when I went to England.
Well, they've got, full bedrooms.
Yeah. All right, but understand this. And I'm not quoting exact prices, but I'm in the ballpark. You buy a round-trip ticket, coach, okay, you're paying $300. You buy a round-trip first class ticket, you're paying about $1,200 because you get all the amenities. And if you notice when the plane takes off,
all the amenities that mean nothing to you on the ground but in the air are a premium, like personal space.
Yes. And you know when the plane takes off, they close the curtain, and then the flight attendant stewardesses start serving the people up in first class.
Yeah, but there's always people in coach that insist on using the first class bathroom.
There you go. And they're not supposed to.
But they insist.
Guy from New York to L.A. Plane had to land in Kansas City last Tuesday. Was supposed to go to L.A. Because the passenger in coach started causing a scene that he wanted to use the first class bathroom. You see, in coach, there was about 5, 6, 7 people in line, where the first class one, where it's 3 times the price that you paid, was free.
They paid for that.
They paid for that. They tried to sit him down. He actually tried to charge the cockpit. The pilot came on board, told everybody to remain in their seats. We're making a quick little landing to get this person off.
You wrong. By making 7 people wait here to use the bathroom while the whole bathroom up there is empty, it's wrong. I don't care how much money you got. So they'd rather let the bathroom be empty up there and let 8 people wait in line to use the bathroom while 2 bathrooms are empty in the front. And he's going to come to me telling me he's going to call the police. You're still wrong. You're still 1,000% wrong. But you gonna tell me I gotta wait?
Hey, Louis, this is your captain speaking.
I gotta wait 6
I understand there's a gentleman in the aisle making kind of a fuss.
Bathroom is the bathroom.
Return to your seat.
The bathroom is the bathroom.
Or calm down.
Wow, I didn't know Antonio Brown signed with the Jets.
Well, that's just his.
Isn't that who that is?
He's just wearing a football jersey.
Yeah, but he's got the official cap, too. Looks like he plays for the Jets.
Have you seen this footage from right here in the Sunshine State? Haney, this is unbelievable.
How many times have you said that?
I'm seeing all this stuff, and it's unbelievable.
And then we just absorb it, and there's one last thing that's unbelievable.
We soak it in and accept it and move on.
Become numb to it.
This was...
Yeah, it's like the first one in the neighborhood to start putting bars on the windows.
You know where Tamarack City is?
Tamarack.
Tamarack.
Yes.
Down in Broward County.
Yep. Oh.
Hold on.
Let me get going.
This is
unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievable. In Tamarack. An African-American city commissioner shocked everyone at a ceremony honoring cops in their city.
Mm-hmm.
The commission went and took a group of police officers to honor them for deeds
job
well done.
Job well done, yep.
After all getting their certificates and photographs taken, it's insane. The commissioner grabbed the microphone and called up an officer and said, "You remember me?" Evidently, this commissioner claims, and humiliated him in front of everybody, that he falsely arrested him 4 years ago and that he's a bad cop. This right in the commission meeting. the commissioner.
It's supposed
should...
to be a celebration.
Yep, listen to this.
I want to congratulate all the BSO officers who've done such a great job. Joshua Gallardo, come down for a second. It's good to see you again. You
probably officer of the year.
You're the police officer who falsely arrested me 4 years ago. You lied on the police report. I believe you're a rogue police officer. You're a bad police officer, and you don't deserve to be here.
What
you
the
know what,
F?
You know what the cop did? Smiled and gave him a thumbs up.
Are you kidding me?
That's beyond the pale.
Yep. You may not know him by name, but you remember him by a role. Robert Garrison from the original Karate Kid died Friday morning. He was only 59. He had been battling kidney and liver issues.
Which one was he?
Garrison played Tommy, one of the bad kids from the evil Cobra Kai dojo.
Cobra Kai?
And he's the one that delivered this line in the movie. You remember?
So you okay? Can you go on?
Get him a body bag!
Yeah! All
right.
That's the one.
Now paint your fence. Now wax a car. Wax, wax, wax.
Oh, look at this. Somebody did the right thing and turned that little activist girl, Greta, into a death metal song.
I am so angry at her coming to me for hope while taking my golden years.
So they took her speech and turned it into death metal.
I can't understand it.
It's death metal. It's her speech.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are the beginning of a mass extinction. Is your money the fairy tales of eternal economic ruin? How dare you?
Woo! I think I got one more here.
She's Veruca Salt.
Yup.
And you look at that video when the president upstages her and you see her just seize up at him.
Saturday Night Live, Maya Rudolph plays...
Maya Rudolph?
Yeah, plays...
What was she doing there?
Yeah, she was there. She played Kamala Harris, and Larry David played...
Oh, I bet she was pretty good at it,
Bernie
too.
Bernie Sanders. This was pretty good. Here you go.
My question is for Senator Harris. You said you would go past impeachment and prosecute Trump directly. Do you still stand by that?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm a smooth-talking lady lawyer. I'm Rizzoli, and I'm Isles. I'm a walking, talking TNT show. Don't you want 4 more years of me dressing down our enemies like this? You call that human rights, China? I call it human wrongs.
And our next question is from Calvin Millett.
Yeah, my question is for Senator Sanders. The Democrats said they're going forward with impeachment quickly, but do you have the patience to see that through?
Patience? Don't talk to me about patience. It takes me 40 minutes to figure out how to turn on the TV. Every single time. If I accidentally hit input... That's a whole day. Gone.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Look at Woody Harrelson as Joe Biden.
Look at those teeth.
Yeah.
They did do... Because I haven't been able to watch the show. I watched the cold open in one bit, and the cold open was just...
I know.
Purposeless. It was just, let's see how many people we can get on camera. But they did do another bit that I thought was actually funny. And they called it, like, political roundup, where it was supposed to be a bunch of newspaper reporters. And it was... Woody Harrelson, A.D. Bryant, and the other girl. And then there was Keenan, who was the one who was not a journalist but a professor of black studies at such and such university. And they go around and say, well, this is clearly it for Trump and impeachment. And the three white people are going on and on. And they finally go, and professor, do you have a comment on this? Oh, mm-hmm. Ain't nothing going to happen. And then they do flashbacks to all the episodes of Flynn and all this stuff. Yeah. And it's always him going, they're going, this is a turning point in the Trump administration. And him going, yep, ain't nothing going to happen. I agree with him.
Did you see Family Guy?
No, what's that about?
Premiere. We talk about it all the time. Matt Mangus's station across the hall, that Yacht Rock.
Yep.
You need to get your stress under control. I'm texting you a link to a collection of songs called Yacht Rock. Anytime I'm feeling stressed, I play this music and it really mellows me out. I think it'll work for you.
Well, what is that? Is that like da 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 da?
No, no, it's more like la da 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 da.
Oh, good. It's la da 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 da. Because I don't like that. Da 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 ba 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 ba.
No, I assure you, it's la da 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 da.
Yacht Rock. It's sweeping the nation. We'll be back.
And we were on top of that immediately.
Yep. 96K Ron.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine. War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Standing 80. 96K Rock.
Absolute Law text line. Always love hearing from people from around the globe. Across this great land of ours. Reaching out to try to feel some warmth from sunny Florida and my favorite radio guys. I'm stuck in East Glacier, Montana, where we received 38 inches of snow this weekend.
I saw that.
And I'm over it. Well, howdy do from Florida out to you guys out there.
Agreed.
In East Glacier.
It's a bit early.
A little early. Oh, there you go.
But
snowed,
you know,
in.
It's God's country.
Yeah, it sure is.
When it's not all
big sky country.
Full of snow. That's great, you know, for, you know, snow one day on Christmas and then it's over.
Then it should be over with.
And that's the way it should be.
96K Rock has a once in a lifetime opportunity.
That sounds.
Well, hear me out.
I mean, it ain't bragging if you can back it up, but it better be something.
Here you go. K-Rock has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a Godsmack fan. Go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app and sign up to win the ultimate Godsmack experience. Well, what is that all about? What do you get? You'll meet Godsmack at the K-Rock studios on Wednesday afternoon.
What?
Yeah, they're coming down to this. Follow me.
Wait a second, though. Godsmack very clearly does not like to hang out with people.
They are this time.
I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever did. Now go away.
That's a song.
Stand alone.
Yep.
Go away.
Follow me on this. This is, you know, they're making an exception here.
A big exception.
Yeah. You'll meet Godsmack.
I mean, does he have to be more clear than that? Now go away.
You'll meet Godsmack at the K-Rock Studios on Wednesday afternoon. You'll take a limo ride to Hertz Arena with the band.
Oh, they're going to hate that.
No, they won't. You'll then meet a representative from Godsmack's management who will escort you through the rest of your ultimate Godsmack experience.
They wrote an entire song called Keep Away.
I understand that, but they realize they got fans.
Yeah?
And one lucky K-Rocker,
and I think they
is
dedicated
get the ultimate deal.
Another song to their fan called Crying Like a Bitch.
Okay. Maybe that whoever it is will love it.
I stand alone.
Look, here's what you get. You going to let me tell you what they get?
It's not in my power to stop you.
You'll get
procedural reasons. Yes.
They'll get to meet Godsmack at the K-Rock Studios.
My good friend from Connecticut here.
Thank you. My good friend from Florida. K-Rock Studios. Then you're going to take the limo ride to Hertz Arena with the band. You'll then be met by a representative from Godsmack's management.
Stan, there's another Godsmack song that I really enjoy, a real toe-tapper. You know what it's called? Get Up, Get Out.
Okay. Now follow me on this.
And they got another one called Stress.
I know, and I'm under a lot of it right now. You'll meet Godsmack at the K-Rock Studios on Wednesday.
Okay.
You follow me on that?
I don't believe it.
Whether they like to or not, you're going to meet them. You're going to take a limo ride to Hertz Arena with the band. Now, the band has to get ready. So you'll be met at Hertz Arena by a representative from Godsmack.
Will they be performing their song, I Blame You?
Yup. Who will then escort you through the rest of your ultimate Godsmack experience. Here's what you get. Here's what you get. You meet them at K-Rock. You get the limo to the show.
Right on.
Then a representative is going to take you through a little tour. You're going to get a pre-show photo op with Godsmack.
Now, are they going to talk to Godsmack ahead of time and tell them they have to be nice?
They're going to meet them there at the... Yes. Yes, they are.
What if Godsmack yells at me?
I'd yell at you. If you're acting like this... Will you let me tell you what they get?
I'm just trying to appreciate their wishes that are expressed through their
art.
I
want to tell you what they're
expressing.
I understand that. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So you're going to meet him at K-Rock.
Yeah.
Going to meet him at K-Rock. You're going to ride the limo over with the band to Hertz Arena. Jeez. Now, stop.
I'm just promoting the show.
you're gonna ride the limo over. Then you're going to meet the representative from Godsmack's management, who will escort you through the rest of your ultimate Godsmack experience. You're going to get a pre-show photo op with Godsmack. You're going to get a pre-show backstage tour, where you get to see their dressing room. You get to
what?
Go... You and I have been backstage.
It's usually a ref's room, isn't it?
Okay, yes. Well, you know, we've been. It's a ref's room or visiting a team.
Yep.
Pre-show backstage tour. One, autographed Godsmack poster. One, Godsmack.
Dear K-Rock listener, go away! Exclamation point. Love, Godsmack.
No, they might say that. I don't know. One, Godsmack. VIP gift bag. That means all of the swag and stuff, they're going to fill up a gift bag for you.
Things that say, go away, leave me alone.
Yeah, well, they're big hits.
Yep, keep away.
Yes.
Stop it.
One commemorative VIP laminate. One commemorative VIP ticket. And you're also going to get VIP check-in with early entry to the venue.
By the way, I'm just kidding. You know, Shannon Larkin, saint of a man.
Yeah, he is. We've always gotten along with him.
Great guy.
Yeah, he is. Now, how do you go and get... Let me run through it again. Meet and greet at the K-Rock Studios. Limo ride with the band over to the arena. Pre-show photo op with the band.
Do they know this?
Yes. Yes, they do. They're the ones that suggested it.
Oh, well, that was nice of them.
Pre-show backstage tour. One autographed Godsmack poster, one Godsmack VIP gift bag, one commemorative VIP laminate, one commemorative VIP ticket, and a VIP check-in with early entry into the venue. Sign up to win right now. You can do it right now for your chance to win. Go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. This is going to be happening fast. Because Wednesday's just how many days away?
Well, that'd be tomorrow's Tuesday.
Yeah, so 2 days away. You and I have been taking Zantac for most of our adult lives.
Oh, absolutely.
This is from...
This is nothing. They've been doing it. If you take blood pressure meds, you've already been exposed.
Yeah, I know. This is coming to us from CBS News, headline.
And it's all because of globalization.
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about it in there. CBS, one of our popular drugstores around here, pulls Zantac and its generic brand over possible link to cancer. That's the headline.
Because we don't make anything in America anymore. It comes from India and China, and they don't care.
The CVS Pharmacy announced that it is pulling the heartburn medication Zantac from its shelves over a possible link to cancer. The possible, the popular over-the-counter drug and CVS's own generic brand of Ranadine, which I eat like effing candy.
Well, it's because it's a miracle drug.
Will not be carried in the stores moving forward after trace amounts of a known carcinogen were found by health officials. An official recall of Zantac has not been issued. That's according to CBS New York. Earlier this month, the Food and Drug Administration said some of the pills tested contained small amounts of NDMA.
Ooh, that's party drug, isn't it?
No, it's N-nitrosodimethylamidine. NDMA can be harmful in large amounts.
Isn't that ecstasy, NDMA?
I don't know. Is it?
No.
What is it? What is
that's
ecstasy?
That's MDMA.
See, yeah, this is NDMA.
In chemistry, being one letter off is a big deal.
Yes, it is. NDMA can be harmful in large amounts, but the levels the FDA found in preliminary tests of Ranadine, they claim barely exceeded amounts you might find in some common foods. The FDA said people should not panic, but suggests you might want to think about switching to another over-the-counter drug while the agency tests more samples.
I don't like those other drugs. They're worse.
The drug maker, Novartis, had already announced it will no longer distribute generic versions of Zantac due to the discovery. Sandoz, the division of the company that makes a generic version of Zantac, said it has not received any reports of adverse events related to the use of the product. As part of this recall, patients should consult with their physician and or pharmacy for an alternative treatment to Zantac or Ranadine. I've been taking that stuff for 20-something years.
Can you remember your first Zantac?
I sure can.
Tell me about it.
It was a miracle.
First time you took it.
And it was prescription. You couldn't buy it over the counter.
What was your experience with it the first time?
I had to get one of those endoscopies done where they wanted to find out if I had, what were they looking for?
Hernia?
No. The deal, the acid reflux. And had it done. They said, yeah, you got the acid reflux. We have this prescription called Zantac.
Okay, ho hum.
And I took it. And
nice prescription strength.
Yeah, and my acid reflux went away. It did not exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I proceeded to take the prescription strength of it for probably about 5 or 6 years until my personal physician did this. You've been taking a Zantac for 6 years now? For what? Acid reflux heresy. Yeah. You really shouldn't be on it that long. Well, it works. Let me see if I can get you an alternative to that. And they put me on an alternative, which didn't work as well.
Work.
It was about at that time that after a few years that Zantac became an over-the-counter
medication. Then they came out with Mint.
Yep, yep.
I can tell you...
But it was a miracle drug.
I can, and you're not kidding. I can tell you quite vividly, the first time that I became aware that Zantac existed.
After a night of binging and eating a lot of pepperoni?
No. No, it was after a week of being poor. No joke. You remember how it was over in Melbourne?
Yeah, I know.
And you'd get to that week before payday.
And you'd eat a lot of fast food.
I didn't even have enough for fast food.
Well, Vienna sausage?
All
Underwood deviled ham?
All that I had was a bunch of Pepsi and a bunch of Planters salted peanuts.
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
And I ate nothing but that, drinking Pepsi, eating peanuts, because that's got protein, right? And I did that for a couple of days, and I ended up on the floor of my apartment. I don't know how I don't even think I was 20 yet. Hell, was I 18?
What does it matter?
Well, I broke down and I called my mommy because I was in such pain, the kind of pain where you can't think.
I know about that pain.
And I called my mom and I said, this is, it's just, I've tried to tough it out. This isn't going away.
And she had a prescription.
No. I said, should I call an ambulance? Is it, because it's like, I'm going to pass out from the pain. And she's like, we'll come get you. They took me to the emergency room, and I'm thinking, what the hell is going to happen to me? Are they going to have to operate on me or something? They put me in the ER, and they go, here, we need you to take take this pill, and then we'll examine you. And I took the pill. Doctor comes in 15, 20 minutes later, and he smiles at me, and he goes, any problems? I go, nah, I feel great. The hell was that? Zantac.
Yep.
And it was gone, like, immediately.
Yeah. It was a miracle.
And I've never forgot that. When you're in that kind of pain and something makes it go away...
You'll take it again if you have to.
Why did you say it like that?
Because I know that.
You seemed angry.
It was like the same thing when I would have a breathing attack and they said Primatene Mist was bad for you.
Oh,
you know what? If it makes it go away, I don't care how bad it is for
yep.
you. I'm taking it. When we come back, I'm going to give somebody a chance to win a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. We'll tell you how it's going to be done when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96K Ride.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just... you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday. About 18 minutes from the 4 o'clock safe word could get you a foul. Also coming up, first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at the bottom of the top 10 today for this very day in a particular year.
And I don't think I'm telling tales out of school when I say that it's all killer, no filler.
It's true. They're all good. They're all good. But I told you before the break about getting a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream.
That's right. You're going to go to Busch Gardens yep. accompanied by Godsmack.
Wrong promotion.
What did I get wrong?
Godsmack doesn't have anything to do with Busch Gardens Hollow Scream.
Oh.
Why are you confusing me and the audience?
Because I thought Godsmack was going to get in a limo and take you to Busch
Gardens.
That's
for the Godsmack show on Wednesday at Hertz Arena, where they're going to buy you things.
Wow.
This is for Busch Gardens Hollow Scream, now through November 2nd at Busch Gardens Tampa. I have a series...
That's pronounced Tampa.
Tampa. I have a series of survey questions, and you're going to have to answer five of them, getting the number one answer for all five. If you answer five in a row, you'll get a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. To continue this game, if you get the first one right, I'll ask you, do you want to continue for Busch Gardens Hollow Scream, or do you want to tap out and I'll give you $50 to the pewter mug? But if you answer all five correctly with the number one answer, and you continue all the way to the fifth question and get it right, I'll give you tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. Let's play Stands Five in a Row. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. These are general survey questions. I need the number one answer each and every time. If during the questioning you want to tap out, I'll give you as a consolation prize a pewter mug, which isn't really a consolation prize. It's $50. You have to get the first one right to even continue.
So it stands, get the first one right.
That too, but it's stands five in a row. 277-9600. These are simple survey questions. You get it right and get five in a row, you could be the big winner. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Who is this, Ryan?
Yep.
You've won before, haven't you, Ryan? You won like the last week, didn't you?
No, I lost.
Oh, okay. Then you're eligible to play. I need the number one answer five times in a row.
Okay.
And then you'll get the Busch Gardens tickets.
Sounds good.
If at any time you want to tap out, you can, and as a consolation prize, you'll get the pewter mug, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go, Ryan. Let me get my pen so I can keep track of how many you've gotten right. Hold on. All right, Ryan, here we go. Number one. I need the number one answer. Name the worst thing about driving behind a bus.
Stopping.
That was not the number one answer. Sorry. You don't get anything. You got to get past the first one first. We move on. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you got to get past the first one first. You need five in a row. If at any time you want to tap out, I'll give you a pewter mug. All right, you ready?
You got it.
All right, your first one. Past or present, name a famous wall.
The Great Wall of China.
You are right. That is number one. You have moved on to the second question. Now I can go and you can tap out right now. I'll give you $50 to the pewter mug. You have to continue to get the Busch Gardens. You want to continue or tap out?
That was a total guess. I'm tapping out.
All right. There you go. $50 to the pewter mug.
What is it they say? Boyd in the hand.
Yep. Take the $50. Line two, Rob. Let's take our next contestant. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Megan, you ready to try your five in a row?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Megan, here we go. First one you have to get right or we move along.
Okay.
Name something people rent for a party. Name something people rent for a party.
A bounce house.
A bounce.
Got to be there. Come on.
Sorry, not there.
I was right there with her.
A bounce house. No. You know what? I'm going to keep the question, too, because that didn't even make the list. A bounce
that
house.
That had to be the number one answer.
Not the number one answer. She would have been moving on to her next question.
Who doesn't rent a bounce house?
Someone without kids. Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Kenny.
Kenny, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
He's pretty excited
about
it.
Yeah, he seems pretty excited. I can move on to another caller if you want, Kenny.
No, you're fine.
All right, here we go. All right, since she didn't even find one on the list, I'll ask you the same question as your first question. Got to get it right to stay in the game. Name something people rent for a party.
A clown?
It's on the list, but it wasn't number one. Sorry.
Well, you've done it.
I have.
But horrible results.
Let's take another 277-9600. Chance to get those Busch Gardens, just five in a row. These are pretty simple. Ahoy, who's this?
Dan, this is Dan. How you doing?
Dan, we're doing good. You ready to start?
I'm ready, Stan.
All right, your first one. Name something that is always happening on a soap opera.
Love scene?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. Affairs, sex. You've got the first one right. Do you want to move along for the Busch Gardens tickets, or do you want to tap out for Pewter Mug?
I'm tapping out, Stan.
All right.
Luck.
Fair enough. Hold on. Busch Gardens, Hollow Scream. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Frank.
Frank?
Yep.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Name a part of the body you use the most from the waist up. Name a part of the body you use the most from the waist up.
Your brain.
Not number one.
Too smart of an answer.
It is too smart of an answer. You should have thought dumb. Let's go. Next caller. Five in a row get you. Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. Ahoy, who's this?
Sean.
Sean, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. You have to get the first one right to even move along.
Let's
name a household chore. Excuse me. Name a household chore that is literally a four-letter word. Name a household chore that is literally a four-letter word.
Wash.
Say again?
Wash.
Good guess. It's on the board, but not number
one. What
did
he say?
Wash. That's a good one. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
All right. You need to get this one right to stay in the game. Five in a row. Name one word polite people use instead of cursing. Name one word polite people use instead of cursing.
Shucks.
Shucks? Not even there. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, I have a good feeling about you, and you love going to Busch Gardens.
I absolutely
love
do.
Love the Hollow Scream. You've been going to that for years.
I have.
All right, then let's get this right.
How you been, Lisa?
Pretty good. How about you?
Hanging in there.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'll give you the same question since he didn't get anything on the thing. Okay. Name one word polite people use instead of cursing.
Darn.
Well, say again?
Darn.
Yep, number one. Number one. You're in the game now. Do you want to tap out for Pewter Mug, or do you want to try again?
I'm going to go for it.
All right, here we go. Second, you need...
That's the Lisa I know.
Yeah. Here we go, Lisa.
Okay.
Name something a divorced couple literally cannot cut in half.
Their children.
Number one answer. You got two in a row now. You want to tap out?
Nope, I'm going for it.
All right.
Go big or go home.
That's right. All right, Lisa, here we go.
Okay.
Name something you might think twice about getting rid of. You know, you're looking, should I get rid of it? I don't know if I can.
Something you think twice about getting rid of.
Something you might think twice about getting rid of.
You're talking about, like, maybe if you're having a garage sale,
yes.
Should it go or
yes,
should it stay?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Well, that would fall into, it expands, but the number one answer would be something like a garage sale or something.
Okay, let's go with...
I need an answer, Lisa.
Like your old couch.
Your old couch. Sorry.
A lot of memories on that smoky old couch.
She went. She was right up to the third question. The number one answer for that one, by the way, was clothes. Clothes, followed by lover, car, and pet.
Lover?
Yeah, your lover.
That's stupid.
I'm just going by what the survey card tells me. You can judge it all you want. It's in print. Ahoy, who's this?
Terry.
Harry?
Terry.
Terry? All right, you ready, Terry?
Yep.
Got to get the first one right to move along. Name something a dog probably looks forward to seeing when they go for a walk. Name something a dog looks forward to seeing when they go for a walk.
The grass.
The grass?
Yeah.
No. Not even on the board. Ahoy, who's this?
Jesse.
What's your first name?
Jesse.
Jesse?
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, you ready?
Yes.
All right, Jesse. Since he didn't get anything on this list, I'll ask it to you again. Name something a dog probably looks forward to seeing when he goes out for a walk. Jeez, it's like a knife. Go ahead.
Well, my dog has 2.5 acres, so...
This question is a general overall survey question, not personally for you.
It's good to be her dog.
Yeah.
2.5 acres
yeah,
for a dog.
Most dogs don't have that
yeah,
luxury.
Yeah, most dogs don't even own property.
Yep. That dog will inherit it. Can you... go ahead.
Grass?
That's what the other guy said. He's... I can ask the question again. You know what? I'm throwing it out. I don't even want to ask it again. Other dogs. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason, you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Yep, dog goes out there and goes, wonder if I'll be sniffing or growling.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Here you go, Jason. Name something you like to be alone to do.
This could be so many things. sleep?
It's on the list, but not number one. Sorry. By the way, read. Got time for a couple more calls, maybe. If not, we'll save the Busch Gardens for tomorrow. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bobby.
Bobby, you ready?
Yeah.
Name something kids are told to take turns using.
Toys.
Number one answer, Bobby. Number one. You can continue or you can tap out and take the pewter mug.
Oh, I'm going to keep going.
All right. Name something sloppy people spill drinks all over. You know, they get a drink, they're going to spill it all over what?
I'm going to say tablecloth.
Not there. Sorry. Their clothes. Their clothes was number one. Last try. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jane.
Jane?
Yes.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
How does a 13-year-old get in to see an R-rated movie?
With an adult.
Not on the list. Well, it's on the list, but... sneak in. Congratulations to our pewter mug winners. Nobody was able to get the Busch Gardens Hollow Scream tickets today. We'll try again tomorrow. Because I can prove to you right now, Haney can get the number one answer. Name something you buy that you hope you never have to use.
Gun.
Number one. See what I mean? Stay by your radio. The 4 o'clock safe word is coming up next. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Dog barking.
Got about 2 minutes left to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. Current. C-U-R-R-E-N-T. Current. Put that word right now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock mobile app or text the safe word current to 45911 to get in the running to be a $1,000 winner. You got about a minute and a half. Current. C-U-R-R-E-N-T.
Stan, I don't know if you heard about the police officer that was killed in Brooklyn over the weekend.
Yes.
There's a lot of talk of was he murdered with his own gun? He was tangling with a suspect on the ground. That suspect had a gun. Obviously, the officer had a gun. And the other officers there became very concerned because the officer, Brian Mulkeen, on the ground, is telling his fellow officers, he's going for my gun. He's reaching for it. And there was a lot of gunfire involved, and it now appears that at least some of the shots on the officer were fired by his fellow officers.
Wow. All right.
But that just came out, but I was reading about the officer, and if you want to know about somebody, ask their best friend. And the officer's best friend posted on social media his reaction to all this. His name is Danny Tucker. My phone rang around 3 a.m. today, and I got the devastating news that in the early morning hours, NYPD police officer Brian Mulkeen was shot and killed in the line of duty in the Bronx. I had the pleasure of knowing Brian as a friend, track teammate, and bandmate. As I sit here and try and process it, I keep going back to one particular afternoon about 7 years ago when Brian called me at work. Before I could even say hello, he said, Tuck, I couldn't wait to tell you. I quit my job at Merrill Lynch and I'm going to be a cop. Brian told me he felt he wasn't doing enough with his life and he wanted to make a difference. His words really stuck with me when he repeated that sentiment and said, and I don't want to just say that, but really do it. Really kick ass and make a difference. Brian died a hero this morning. I don't throw that word around often or lightly. This was a man who left a big money job to go and help and protect people in some of the worst neighborhoods in the country. While most of us were asleep last night, Brian paid the ultimate sacrifice during an anti-gang patrol in a neighborhood recently plagued by gun violence. I will forever be thankful for his friendship, honor his legacy, and tell his story. The world lost something this morning. Brian was a force of nature with a big heart and a deep soul, but most importantly, Brian was a hero. Rest in peace, brother.
Yep. Man, there's this picture right there. One of New York's finest.
Guy decided Merrill Lynch wasn't for him.
Wanted to serve the public.
We need more like that.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. First look brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe Naples. A couple of things on the board. Fort Myers crash, I-75 northbound at Alico Road. And the other one on the board is a crash in Lehigh Acres, State Road 82 and Gateway Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up, in less than 1 hour. The newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Today is National Ask a Stupid Question Day. We'll have a little quiz for you, Stan.
All righty.
You know, the police department is well aware that Halloween is coming up and, well, that there are certain things that have become traditions on Halloween, and the police want you to know, if you're going to toilet paper a house,
yeah,
first, you need permission from the homeowner, and you'll have to clean it up after.
Yep.
Other than that, have fun.
Yep, you'll get the, all of that. You'll get the permission, and you'll be sticking around to clean up, huh?
That's the way it's always worked,
yeah.
Isn't it, Stan?
Yeah, that's the way, when I was a kid, that's the way it worked.
Oh, I bet you were. The things you must have done.
Eggs. That's my was my forte. Eggs.
A man pulled over for speeding says he had a perfectly good reason. His passenger's flatulence was out of control.
I believe it.
We once sent Dave into a corn maze. He was befuddled and bewildered.
Yep.
Police in California spent 2 hours hunting for a suspect who successfully escaped into a corn maze. Somebody cue the Benny Hill music. And finally, you're going to find this very hard to believe.
What?
But a man in Texas named Billy Bob got drunk and did something dumb.
Ooh.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, we need it. We need it. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Are you thinking about adopting a dog?
It's been done.
I'll tell you this, the people right now that got all excited about that are the last people that should have a dog.
Precisely.
It's the people that go, I don't know. Yeah, the dog's cute. Okay. Those will be the people that take care of the dog because they're not just thinking, what a cute puppy.
Yep.
They're thinking, I guess I got to bite the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
I need a lot of work here.
Addition to the family.
What?
In addition to
with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things to consider before adopting a dog.
Top things to consider before adopting a dog.
Should I take baby steps and adopt a highway first?
Good point.
Am I prepared to be supportive if the dog ever asks to meet its real parents? And goes tracking down siblings. And the next thing you know, Stan's involved.
Yep. I'm related.
Once it's no longer an adorable puppy, can I trade it in for another adorable puppy?
That's what people do.
Will I remember the dog requires exercise? Hint, look at yourself.
Yep.
Am I required by law to get one of those Who Rescued Who bumper stickers?
You guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you.
Will I be able to tolerate the overwhelming stink of weed being cut? That's something to consider before adopting Snoop Dogg. Can I train it to go nuts on whenever the TV shows Drew Carey doing a snip your dog's nads reminder? Will it engage in hilarious antics, Marmaduke style? Deep down, am I doing this just to have a convenient fall guy for my flatulence issue? Can I find a lasagna-loving cat to delightfully torment the dog? And finally, the very top thing to consider before adopting a dog.
Yes.
If it gets annoying, can I leave it in the park like I did with my kid's cat, gerbil, rabbit, miniature horse, and goldfish?
Take it to the country.
And that, my friends, a 4 o'clock.
Elvis
has left the building.
Left the building.
Go on, buddy. You're free.
You're free. Run. Go. Email. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
Oh, Benji.
Ahoy.
I love you, Benji.
At StanandHaney.com.
Oh, such an adorable, scruffy little fella.
Well, we got a name on our little 14-year-old that loves us. His name's Steve. Ahoy, gentlemen. I'm 14, and I love your show. I just wanted to say Dave is a complete idiot. Trump is great, and you guys are great. Don't change a thing. Signed, 14-year-old Steve.
Ah, you remind me of a 14-year-old me, Steve. You got it all figured out, don't you?
Our friend Meg.
How's she doing?
Well, she had a little thing happen to her. I had an interesting morning last week, guys. I was getting ready to leave for work last Friday when I opened the door to 5 black trucks blocking my car. They said ICE, U.S. Marshals, and the FBI. They were at my neighbor's door.
Awesome.
One law officer came up to me and asked me if I saw the guy they were looking for. I told him in passing I'd say hi, and that's the full extent of our conversation. I'm 5'5 and some change. When I saw his AR, I will never forget how long the gun was. It had to be as long as my leg. I always had a great respect for law enforcement. When I saw how hard ICE, U.S. Marshals, and the FBI worked, I knew I was going to be late for work. I say this to anyone who wants to abolish ICE and oppose law enforcement. Here's a helpful tidbit. Don't break the law and cooperate if you get pulled over. Love the show. Signed, Meg. This is from Ken, who says, ahoy, guys. I was thinking today that maybe K-Rock could get some bumper stickers or shirts with Billy saying, sucks harder than ever.
Sucks harder than ever.
It kind of goes with the Don't Listen to K-Rock campaign a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
We would constantly complain that they don't do a damn thing to promote this show. And to show us and put us in our place, they took out a bunch of billboards that said, don't listen to K-Rock.
Yep.
Who else deals with that kind of crap?
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
You know what I mean? That would be like the Green Bay Packers taking out billboards that goes, Aaron Rodgers sucks.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Ahoy, gentlemen. First, Dave is a complete stooge. Who drinks their own vomit? I just don't get it. We have the Dems trying to do anything they can to get rid of Trump. Let's be honest. This isn't about impeaching him. It is an attempt at a coup, plain and simple. So here's what I don't get. Why is there no action by the Republican leadership to do something to combat all of this? I mean, there are so many things on the Dem side I think we need to be in, that they need to be investigated. How about Schiff and him trying to get something on Trump? How about Biden? I mean, it's so obvious what his crimes are.
Is he talking about Schiff and his connections to a Ukrainian arms dealer?
How about Leahy, Murphy, and Menendez?
See, the thing is, Trump's already been investigated to the hilt. These other people, nobody's ever taken a look.
Again, let's remember, this is not about impeachment. This is an attempted coup and must be stopped to save this country and the future of the republic. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
Me and my
boy. Wayback Machine, when we come back, we're Stan and Haney.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Vicodin, Percocet, Oxycontin.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wayback Machine, coming up in just seconds. Also, in about 30 minutes, Mark Haney and the news. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Oh, look, it's the Anger Management Rage Room that's bringing us traffic this half hour.
It's a valuable service.
Yep, go to amrageroom.com, get all the details where you can go and get all the frustration and energy taken out of you. You just go and go nuts.
I like to have a life-size mock-up of little... That's with two D's.
Wolf.
Little Adam Schiff.
Put him in the picture of him in the AM Rage Room right there in Cypress Lake Drive.
Give me a Louisville Slugger.
Yep. Get it all out of your system.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Two things on the board. Fort Myers got a crash. Shawnee Road and State Road 82 in Estero crash. The 20,000 block of Grand Oak Shops Boulevard right by the 7-Eleven. And you're up to date. We do this every Monday. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. In fact, we're going to this very day in a particular year. We're going to look at the bottom of the top 10. Let's find out where we're going.
Come on, there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This very day in 1978.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's
live it up. Andy Gibb. An everlasting love.
He's the youngest Gibb brother, and he will be successful.
Yep. Even if his three other brothers had to help him. Sound.
Anything they did turned to gold.
Yep.
And it didn't even matter country, R&B.
Yep.
They just make it happen. They got so big, even Streisand came calling.
Yep. Just, old Barry, help me out.
Give me some of that magic.
It worked. He was so popular for a very short period of time.
Well, yeah. And then it stopped because he died.
Yep. Well, he was already spun off the axis before he died.
Well, Victoria Princess.
Yep.
Who can blame him?
At that time, she was hot.
You got cocaine and Victoria Principal.
Yep.
You're on top of the world.
Yeah. It's the pleasure of taking my heart that you need. And then she said, I don't want you anymore. I don't want you anymore, Andy. See you around, you addict.
But I never did the toot until I met you, Vicky.
I've got to move on.
We've grown apart.
Yeah.
Maybe an everlasting love can try on me again.
There you go. That's Andy Gibb, number 10 this very
poor
day guys. In 78.
Poor
talented
sap.
Guy. Yep.
Singing about an everlasting love
yep.
when there's no such thing.
Nope. Bye, Vicky. Ah.
Oh, yes.
John Paul Young. More about love. It's in the air.
Love is in the air. Now, that's real. That happens.
Yeah.
It's the everlasting
yep.
part. That doesn't,
happen.
No. Nope.
Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being fooled. Don't know if
see, nowadays what happens
but it's something that
is the woman
in.
Will leave as soon as the fairy tale is over and spend her life searching for the next fairy tale.
Yep.
So they never get to the point that, like, say, our grandparents did, where they get past that initial thing and they live with years of animosity.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally it flips.
Yep.
Because they're just used to being around each other.
Yep. And they got to be together.
Yep.
In their reclining years.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But see, they don't get there. Because they're chasing the fairy tale.
Love is in the air.
Yep.
Love is in the air. Oh.
And they don't know. They don't know what to do when they got it.
No.
You've been married more than 7 years. And a man is bringing you roses and chocolates.
Yeah.
One of two things. He's either gay or cheating on you
yeah.
or both.
Yeah. What? It's not that he loves her.
No! That's a red flag, man.
Seven.
Yeah.
What about birthdays, anniversaries?
No.
No.
No. You'll have to remind him. That's your job. Any red-blooded American male...
After 7 years.
...that is pulling that stuff, they're covering something up.
Yeah.
And it's natural.
Yeah. The way it's supposed to be. That's the natural order of things.
You cannot maintain the passion of when you first meet somebody. You can't.
But love can grow.
But that's real love.
Yes.
And they don't know what that is. And they don't want us to show them. They don't know. Real love is when you
yeah.
you spent, you know, 25 years, 50 years with somebody and you haven't murdered him.
That's right.
Oh, love is in the air.
That's John Paul Young, number 9, this very day in 1978. Ah, the Little River Bend. Would this be classified as a yacht rock?
Yes. And see, this is what I was talking about, you know, with like our grandparents. They can do this. They can go reminiscing because they've made it.
Yeah.
Instead of chasing some fairy tale.
Yeah.
Christ's sake. You popped out a couple of kids.
What?
Husband's busting his ass to put a roof over your head and food in your mouth. And then some loser comes up and tells you you're pretty.
Yeah. Continuing the well, fairy tale.
Yep. Huh? Well, there's a reason to blow your life up.
I want to make you.
Because obviously he's a liar.
That's the way it began. We were hand in hand. Ben Miller's band was better than before.
Da, 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 da.
We yelled and screamed for more.
Yacht rock.
How does that go?
What?
Like, da, 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 da,
no, that's not yacht rock. La-di-dee.
Oh, I like it.
That's yeah. Right.
Ended all too soon.
Get your stress under control. I'm texting you a link to a collection of songs called Yacht Rock. Anytime I'm feeling stressed, I play this music and it really mellows me out. I think it'll work for you.
Well, what is that? Is that like da 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 da?
No, no, it's more like la da 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 da.
Oh, good. It's la da 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 da. Because I don't like that da 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 ba ba ba.
No, I assure you, it's la da 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 da.
Each time we hear our favorite song. Ah, idiots.
All right there, Little River Band. That's just about
and
enough.
And that's Little River Band with two T's. Little River yes. Band. Two not T's. Little.
Not two D's.
Little. Like Little Iron Ship.
So there you go. Number eight, that's a Little River Band. This song would get this person, Nick Gilder, arrested today. It's a different world.
It's problematic
it's
and inappropriate.
Very, listen to it. Very problematic. Big hit then.
We loved it.
Yep.
Couldn't get enough of
no.
it.
Danger in the shape of something wild.
Yeah.
Stranger dressed in black, she's a hungry child.
What?
No one knows who she is. What her name is. I don't know where she came from. What her game is. Hot child in the city. Hot child in the city.
Yeah.
Running wild.
Running wild and looking pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot child in the city.
About those young boys.
Young boys, they all want to take her home. Yeah.
Yeah.
When she comes downtown, the boys all stop and say, yeah.
Yeah.
When she comes downtown, she walks like she just don't care.
Yeah.
Hot child in the city.
Inkwell.
Running wild and looking pretty.
Jeez.
Hot child in the city.
Hot child woman. What?
Well, for legal reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Running wild and looking pretty. Hot child in the city. Hot child in the city. She's kind of dangerous.
Oh, dangerous. Do tell. It was okay because we were kids when we listened to it.
Yup.
Hot child in the city.
Oh! It's called Yacht Rock.
Yeah, how does that go?
Da 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 da. No. Last one we're going to take a look at. Number six. This band meant so much to a young Stan.
And this band, one of the few that had a legendary album and then came out and topped themselves.
It's Boston.
Oh, the great Brad Delp.
Yeah.
Can you turn it up so I can enjoy this?
Yeah, I'm at the levels. I can turn your headset up. Yeah, how's that?
A little more.
More?
I want to jam. Yeah, that's good. Great with headphones. Stop insulting Joe Piscopo behind my back.
He's on TV, and he looks like a made-up clown.
He's a comic genius.
He's got that spray hair on. He's darkened up his eyebrows. And
too dark.
And got himself a tanning bed tan.
You sure it's not spray?
Could be.
All the sun is shining.
So awesome.
Wait.
This was our Beethoven.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
This was our Chopin. This was our Handel.
By the way, the number one song in the land this very day in 1978, Kiss You All Over by Exile.
Another great one.
Mark Haney and the News is next for Stan and Haney.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney and the News. Coming up here in just a second, we'll also get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Been telling you about this, and you take advantage of this. You know, of course, Godsmack coming into concert on Wednesday at Hertz Arena. And K-Rock has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a Godsmack fan. And you can take advantage of it right now to go sign up. Go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app and sign up to win the ultimate Godsmack experience. You'll meet Godsmack at the K-Rock studios on Wednesday afternoon. I've just been told that Godsmack will be in the studio with us at 3 o'clock on Wednesday.
What's going to happen?
With the winner. And then we'll say hi, everybody, and talk about the show. And then that person that wins is going to go off with Godsmack in the limo and go over to Hertz Arena.
So they're all going to be in here?
Yes.
That's going to be disruptive.
Yes, at 3 o'clock. Then they're all going to get into a limo thanks to Badass Rides. If you want a limo.
Has anybody talked to them? I want them on their best behavior.
1-866-BADASS, and they will be on their best behavior.
I want it.
Shannon will make sure the best of the boys
are on
their best behavior.
I want certain things said, like, you know what, fellas? Let's straighten up. This is not a concert stage. This is a radio station,
right,
and we need to act accordingly.
You'll be met at the arena by a representative from Godsmack's management who will escort you for the rest of your ultimate Godsmack experience.
Now, are they going to bring groupies with them? I mean, what is
You're going to get a pre-show
I'm
photo op with Godsmack.
I'm that it's going to be very disruptive.
You're going to get a pre-show backstage tour. You're going to get one autographed Godsmack poster. You're going to get one Godsmack VIP gift bag full of all kinds of swag. You're going to get one commemorative VIP laminate, one commemorative VIP ticket, and VIP check-in with early entry into the venue. I think if you're taking the limo over to Hertz Arena with the band, you'll be able to get in early.
Do you think that we could at least get a memo put out? This is not a concert stage. This is
yes.
a radio station.
And act accordingly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Sign up now. Do it now.
You know, the silly things you get away with at the venue won't fly
won't
here.
Won't fly in this room. Go to 96krock.com. Go to the K-Rock mobile app and sign up. It could be you. It could be you.
You know, when you're in this room, you're not rock stars. You're guests.
Yeah.
Okay?
Act like
accordingly.
Would you act this way in somebody's living room? one thing on the board. Fort Myers got a crash. Daniels Parkway at Doherty Parkway. Should be in the clearing stages now. Also showing up still, State Road 82 and Shawnee Road. And you are up to date. By the way, coming up 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show. And he'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you
a thou. Are we allowed to talk about his gig now that it's over?
Yeah, I asked him. He said he got an applause. People liked
he got
him.
An applause.
People liked him. Right?
Correct.
Now was
because he had to drive all the way to Lakeland for the exposure.
And he said it was worth the drive. Was
Why?
It?
It was. I got more work out of it down the road, so.
Oh, good.
Another booking date and some more cash
in the pocket.
And
did we find out who the headliner was?
Yes, Dean Napolitano, a guy that comes down here quite frequently.
Is he any relation to Judge Knapp?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
And how many minutes did you were you able to do?
I ended up doing about 32, 33.
Okay.
So what was your big closing bit?
Yeah, what was the closer?
I can't say it on the air.
Do you swear on stage?
Not normally, but the regular closer that I usually have, it involves the camper van, and it didn't hit as hard as I wanted to, so I dug deeper and went...
went blue.
Yeah, real blue towards the end there.
Well, what was your opener? What broke the ice?
Crowd work, usually. There was a guy right up front that had a very large beard just like mine. So I started talking to him. I forget what I said, but that's what got the ice started.
Did you manage to work Conor McGregor in there at all?
No.
No? That was a mistake. He's very popular, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've heard. Was it a nice club or dive?
No, it was. They have a theater. They took like an old break shop from the 30s and turned it into a giant theater out in Lakeland. There's not much to do in Lakeland, I know. But apparently that is the only place.
What's the cover charge? What's the drink minimum?
I think $10 is the cover charge, and then two drinks you have to buy.
What did they like the best? The filthy stuff?
They love the headliner. They liked me. They were okay with everybody else.
Did they just like sex stuff mainly?
Yeah, when you bring up like dildos and stuff, that's when you really got to react. Yeah. Yep. It was a younger crowd, and it's Lakeland,
look at the
middle of the state, Polk County.
Lakeland.
Well, they like to say it's conveniently located to Orlando and Tampa, but the fact of the matter is it's not convenient to either.
It's the truth.
Middle of nowhere.
Yep. So are they going to have you at a gig back there again?
No, they have a bunch of rooms that they run all over Central and Eastern Florida.
How funny do you have to be?
To do what? To feature and headline? Like, you can get up to the guy. I'll be honest with you. The host that went up there was terrible. It was the worst.
Because I've seen some really bad stuff, and people just, they tend to laugh out of politeness and feeling like, I paid for this. I should make an effort to enjoy myself.
There was none of that for the host. It was silence. You could hear,
really?
At one point, somebody, the bartender in the back, cracked open a beer, and you could hear the beer crack, and you went, ugh. And I got to go up after that.
Oh, geez.
But you did it.
Yeah, because they had a guy that did like a guest spot. He came in and did 5 to 6 minutes in between, and he was very funny, and he got them going.
Do you think it helped you that expectations had been lowered?
Yes. I believe it. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because at that point, you're going, oh, okay, this guy's he's reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything's got to be better than what we saw.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. It starts right now.
This is the evening news with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon, Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam, and Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, September 30th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Oh, you know what? Tomorrow starts Rocktober.
Already?
Yeah. Rob, you might want to look around in your sound effects because he will demand the Rocktober stuff.
Okay.
I hadn't made that decision yet.
What are you talking about? You've made that decision the same way for the last 4 years.
Well, you know.
Unless you want me to get you a fresh thing of it. Fresh feed. Because I got it somewhere. It's Rocktober.
Stan, I don't know if I should do things that you didn't know or if I should tell you about what I believe to be the African-American version of Freddie Wilhite.
Can't you do both?
I'll try.
All right, if you can get it all in 4 minutes or so.
His name is Eddie Harris.
All right, Eddie Harris.
And he and his wife, Shanika, married for 33 years.
Oh, God bless him.
Was his high school sweetheart. He adored this woman. But on Saturday, Eddie shot and killed Shanika.
Oh, my goodness.
In their Liberty City home, He attempted to kill himself, but he botched it and lived.
Well, see, Fred, he just went down. He said, I'll go down.
Well, you're thinking about the actual arrest. I'm thinking about what Freddie was talking about,
yes,
being humiliated, yeah, and ridiculed for an entire lifetime.
Yeah.
Eddie had been through hell for 33 years, Stan. He bought Shanika a brand new Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, he did. yes, he did. I'm familiar with the story now. Yes, he did.
Because nothing was too good for Eddie's Shanika.
Yeah.
Look, baby, I got you a brand new Mercedes.
Yeah, he did.
And how did she thank him?
She was a little upset.
By publicly humiliating him.
Because she didn't like the color.
She posted a picture of the brand new Mercedes and said, look what my husband did, WTF. He knows I love red cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it devolved from there, and Eddie maintained a small social media presence. And on Friday, he posted on Facebook. Now, if this was in the newspaper, it would have in parentheses, sick.
Right.
I, my wife, Shanika Harris, cheating on the train. Now she playing sick on the job. Minutes later, he wrote, I had to go to Dadeland South to pick up my benzene. She go get your stuff. Me and son pick it up. And a little over an hour and a half later, he returned to Facebook. And finally, it all became clear. Not only was she cheating on the train.
Yeah.
Eddie Harris writes, Shanika Harris, all one word, got a F-boy, rides in a white Impala around my house. Then he referred back to the Mercedes. I wasted my money on that.
Yeah, it wasn't red. He put a red bow on it. But it wasn't red. It wasn't a red Mercedes, because she loves red Mercedes.
And then he wrote, I F up buying this car for the wrong girl, Shanika Harris. And then he suggests that perhaps people were out to harm him. She got them around the house. Then, 15 minutes later, a Facebook Live video from Mr. Harris went on for approximately 5 minutes with no speaking whatsoever. The video appears to show Mr. and Mrs. Harris lying in bed together as he watches television. She played a game on her phone, which she flashed to show the camera at one point during the live post. By that afternoon,
media savvy.
By that afternoon, a few more posts accusing of Shanika Harris of cheating were shared on Mr. Harris's page. At 12:53 p.m., quote, Shanika Harris trying to get in with her boyfriend. 5 minutes later, quote, my wife satting me up. 6 minutes after that, Shanika Harris got them trying to kill me. That was the final post on Mr. Harris's page before a live video began 5 minutes later at 1:09 p.m. No one said anything, and the video ended after 9 long minutes of nothing. Mr. Harris's final Facebook post is a photo of the new Mercedes.
Nice car.
But again, out of his high school sweetheart of 33 years.
Yeah.
He goes and gets her a new Mercedes.
It wasn't red.
And how does she thank him? With that white Impala and doing unspeakable things on a train.
Yep.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. You got to take a break now.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd invite you to join them this weekend as Verascio, one of America's top bridal designers, will join the Diamond District with her entire collection of stunning engagement and wedding rings. Verascio has always been on the forefront of design and technology, and by pushing the limits of innovation, Verascio gives you an unparalleled level of quality, comfort, and craftsmanship. Jason and Todd are excited to meet you personally, and along with your purchase of any Verascio ring, valued at $2,500 or more, you'll receive a free pair of 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. If you're in love and ready to be engaged, there is no better weekend to visit the Diamond District. Jason and Todd are also offering 12 months interest-free financing. This is big! View the entire collection of Verascio engagement and wedding rings. Purchase any Verascio ring for $2,500 or more and receive free 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. Only with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, police in Petaluma, California, were looking for a 29-year-old man named Ryan Watt on Friday night after he violated his ex-girlfriend's restraining order.
What?
You heard me.
What's his name?
Ryan Watt.
What?
Watt.
What's his name?
Ryan.
Watt.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You got it. Well, Ryan saw the cops coming. He took off running right toward a gigantic corn maze.
Uh-oh.
The corn maze is all set up for the season at the local pumpkin patch in town and sits on 4 acres of 10-foot-tall stalks of corn.
Haney, that's a corn maze. That's an amazing corn maze.
So obviously the police had their work cut out for them.
You said it. That's 4.5 acres of corn maze.
To their credit, they took a pretty solid approach. They dispatched officers to the entrance and the exit, then sent in their elite teams to systematically search every inch of the corn maze. After 2 hours, they couldn't find Ryan at all.
Who?
Ryan Watt. So they called in a police helicopter, which really is cheating for a corn maze, but yep. Okay. But, believe it or not, the helicopter did not help. It was at that point that one head-scratching officer had a revelation. What if? I'm just saying, what if, fellas? He's not in the corn maze at all.
Oh, my God.
Bingo. Turns out, he was hiding in a chicken coop.
Aha!
That's where they arrested him.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A 59-year-old Dallas, Texas resident named Billy Bob Hall recently decided it would be a good idea to turn himself into police for violating his parole. But he was a bit nervous about going back to jail, so he did the only thing he could.
What?
He decided to get drunk prior to turning himself in.
There you go. One last time.
He chugged 7 Budweisers to help build up his courage and then headed off to the police station. But when he showed up, it turns out the police weren't looking for him.
No.
It is not clear why Billy Bob believed he'd violated his parole, but they looked and he didn't have any warrants out.
No problem.
So they would have let him go. except for the fact that he was so drunk at that point, they determined he was a danger to himself and others and arrested him for public intoxication. Guess what?
What?
That violated his parole, and now he's back in jail.
Look at this idiot. Look at him. I did the right thing. I turned myself in.
You got me dead to rights. Yep. Well, Billy Bob, I don't see anything here. You been drinking today? Yeah, I chugged 7 Budweisers. Well, there's something we can work with, Billy Bob. Thank you kindly.
He's still at that mugshot, still believing he did the right thing.
Yeah, if you'll kindly assume the position.
Yep, I'm law-abiding. I'm law-abiding.
I'm decent. I'll take my medicine.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Monday, September 30th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it.
You know, that's like something you'd do to Dave. Convince him he's violated his parole, even though he's never been
you
on parole.
Turn yourself in, man.
And he'd do it. He'd go down there to turn himself in.
You know what? It's going to be a hard stretch there, Dave. What do you say before you turn yourself in, we just have one more good round of drinks?
Yeah, just chug a couple
Come
of Budweisers.
Come on, let's go. Loosen up.
7 Budweisers should do it.
That'll take you right there. Look at him. This guy, what's his name?
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
What?
Doing the right thing right there.
Yep.
Jason.
He's peaceable.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond
District.
He'll go
down.
Yeah. Entice me and ridicule me.
Guy didn't even do anything like the jail.
Yep. I'm seeing this. You, Billy Bob, you're...
Billy Bob, you're
clean
you're
on this.
Clean as a whistle.
However.
Having said that...
We'll be back.
What on earth made you think to come down here and turn yourself in, Billy Bob? Well, I figured I ought to, considering I violated my probation. Well, how have you violated your probation? I got no paperwork on that at all, Billy Bob. Well, you better look harder,
look
brother.
Look harder.
Billy Bob, you drunk?
Uh-huh.
I most certainly am. Well... That'd do it.
Yeah, let's go.
You looking to go to jail, we could work with that.
You did a good thing there, Billy.
Thank you. I believe in a little something called the law.
We'll be back.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us on this Monday. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock, and he will have your 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you $1,000.
It could.
It could. Let's put it this way. Every time the game's done, somebody's getting $1,000.
Yeah. Legitimate chance.
Yep. Let's get you.
And if you win, talk us up.
Yep. Let's get a final look at traffic.
See a little chatter out there.
For your drive home
look
this
alive.
Afternoon.
Come on.
One thing on the board, and it's in North Fort Myers. It is a hit and run. Terra Boulevard and North Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date.
I can't find it.
You can't find it?
No. Nope.
We wanted to talk about that commissioner shaming that police officer in public and what that
should have been hogtied.
What that police officer should have done to that county commissioner. How dare him? I would have cuffed that guy and taken him around. Oh, I arrested you 4 years ago? Well, I'm about ready to arrest you again because you're verbally assaulting a police officer in a county place of business.
What in the world? How does it come to this, Stan?
I don't know, but it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's not my imagination anymore. You used to tell me it was my imagination.
No,
it's not my imagination.
Very, very, very real. It's very real. Let's laugh a little bit, shall we?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Guys, let me be the one to tell you. No businesses really want your dog there. Unless it is a business for dogs, don't bring your dog. See, I grew up in the 80s, and strangely enough, back then we had this thing called common sense. We just knew you don't bring your dog to the laundromat. That's where people are washing things. No one wants a fresh layer of pet hair all over their newly washed unmentionables. Here's some other places you don't bring your dog. The grocery store, the doctor's office, a flight. The list goes on.
Amen. Amen.
Because they don't feel like this is their pet. They feel like this is a part of their family. They're not a pet owner. They're a pet parent. You are not a parent to that pet. You did not birth it. But here's the difference between being a pet owner and a parent. When you have a child, you raise that child. That's not what you do with a pet. When you get a pet, you bring it into your house and you conspire to keep it there forever. Using a combination of cages and leashes and chains. No, what you're doing with that animal is not parenting. It's much more like kidnapping. Because you've gone and taken that animal from its real family and locked it in your house until it is dependent on you and only you. That's not love in your dog's eyes. That's Stockholm Syndrome.
Have yourselves a great evening. Rob, show up next. Got the safe word, so be listening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Our friend, and I use that term extremely loosely, our friend Fat Tony died.
Now, are you sure it's not fake news?
This is what I want you to find out, because I did a search on the last name Tony, first name Fat, and there's a lot of
them. Well, it just brings up a bunch of mob stuff.
Let me read you the his real last name was Balajay.
And is this, have you got an obit or something?
and apparently he passed away in May of 2014, I'm just finding out about it now. If this is him, because it's got some information that you might know more about it than I do. Anthony Balajay, 59, of Huntington, West Virginia.
Well, he was in West Virginia last time we talked
to him. That's right. Husband of Lisa Dawn Balajay, passed away Friday, May 16th, 2014, in St. Mary's Medical Center. He was born December 1st, 1954, in Miami, Florida. He was from Miami.
I thought he was from West Virginia.
I think he was born in Miami, though. A son of the late Martha Balajay.
Could that be Mama?
That's what I'm thinking, is that Mama? This could be somebody totally different. He worked formerly in the telecommunications business.
Oh, that would be his words, yeah.
In addition to his wife, because we knew after he left and moved to West Virginia, he got married.
This to a woman with, like, teenage children?
Well, this is where it gets a little confusing and it doesn't match up. Survivors include a son, Michael Balajay of Florida. Didn't know that. Two daughters, Katrina Balajay and Lydia Balajay, both at home, a stepson, Timothy of Huntington, and a sister, Lori. Memorial service is planned for May the 23rd in 2014, with time and place to be determined. They didn't know at the time. In lieu of flowers, the family would like donations to offset funeral costs.
All right, I'm looking into it.
I don't know.
Tony,
there's a lot of them.
Tony Ballajay, 59, Huntington, West Virginia, has court or arrest records.
Oh, he does? Well, that don't surprise me. I just don't know if this is him.
How many others could there be of Tony
Ballajay?
What did he die of?
Doesn't say. That's what I want to know. Well, if you took a look at him, he was nothing but a bowl of goo. Very doughy.
How old would he have been?
Well, it says here he's 59. And he was 59 in 2014. That sounds about right, doesn't it? He was older than us.
Yeah.
But I don't know by how much.
Well, if in fact that's him, fare thee well, gentle friend.
If it's not, sorry.
Fat?
Sorry, Fat. We used to have your phone number, but after your adopted...
he had emotional issues. The
emotional issue,
which
kid.
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
We just wondered what the hell's going on with this kid who keeps answering the phone.
If anybody knows if this is the real Fat Tony.
I don't see, when you put together West Virginia with that name, I don't see how it could be
and
anybody
do we
else.
Remember what Mama's name was?
Mama?
Yeah. They never. We'll be back. If anybody knows.
So it doesn't, it just says he went to the hospital and died.
Because they still have the obituary website where you can click on a photo, but there's no photos.
Did you find the right one? Because I got stuck behind a paywall. And I'm not going to pay to look at his obituary.
No, I found one that...
For free?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be careful that way. A lot of paywalls up now.
Enter the name Anthony Tobias Baldajay. B-A-L...
Of course.
I think that was his middle name. B-A-L-A-D-J-A-Y. Baldajay.
And what's the middle name?
Tobias. Like Captain Kirk. Anthony?
No, he's Tiberius.
Oh, Tiberius. Who's Tobias? Spock? Anthony Tobias Baldajay. Rob Show's found it.
Yeah, but that's behind a paywall.
And then you click.
I'm not going to pay to look at his obituary.
No, I don't want. You don't have to pay. I found it. I'll take a break. We're going to.
I'm not going to pay for it. I'm sorry.
Nobody's asking you to pay to see his obituary.
The internet is nickel and diamond me to death. I'm not going to have it.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.